This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from John chapter 6, Leroy describes God's retirement plan for people who are trying to work their way to heaven. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
All during my growing up years, what little instruction I had in religion had led me to believe that good works was the key to going to heaven. My mother was a member of a religious group that believed that, and my dad paid no attention to God, hell, heaven, nothing. He was a big, tough man who had no need for any of that sort of stuff. So when I left home and marched off to World War II with the United States Marine Corps, I had very little assurance of an entrance into heaven if a bullet came along with my name on it. When the war was over, I came marching home to resume my life on the farm in southwest Iowa. But through a series of events, I did something that turned my life upside down, or maybe I should say right side up. I bought a Bible and read it from cover to cover, and God took a hold of my heart. My wife and I gave our lives to Christ and vowed to follow Him all of our days. My old drinking buddies thought we were crazy. And my mother, although relieved to see my change in behavior, continued to believe the real key to heaven was good works. One day I was in the kitchen at my parents' home reading John chapter 6, and I came across verse 28 and 29, which say, "Then they asked him, 'What must we do to do the works of God?' Jesus answered, 'The work of God is this, to believe on Him whom He has sent.' I ran into the living room shouting, 'Ma, Ma, look at this!' She read it and reread it and believed it. And from that moment on, she placed her faith in Jesus Christ, not her good works, and she became a Christian. God used those two verses to undo reams of false information that she had been taught. And we must do our dead level best to help people understand this truth. The person depending on good works never knows where he or she stands with God. How many good works are necessary? How good do I have to be? People who do not understand the grace of God will go to great lengths to try to please God. I met a lady in an Oriental temple who had burned off her index finger to show God she would do anything to gain His favor and an entrance to heaven. Christian, what a message we have for people burdened by their efforts to please God. For by the grace of God you were saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the key to living a fruitful life in the service of Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.